places in the joy.
Okay, you can introduce the show this week. You go ahead.
I'll introduce it with our prayer. May my show succeed while the shows of other disc jockeys fail. Yet, may I always be thought of as a team player.
Amen.
Amen.
Man, it's been a long time since you did the prayer.
Yeah. It's never more relevant than it is now.
Back to the basics.
Yeah, man. We used to really care about every week's show.
Uh-huh.
We used to plan them in advance.
Well, we still plan them in advance.
Yeah.
We just don't plan them out very well.
Well, we'll just take the first thought now.
Yeah.
The first suggestion.
No, this week was the second suggestion. It was your first suggestion. You rejected my idea.
Yeah.
You rejected it by accepting it.
I don't recall.
Yeah.
Oh, yes, you had a pretty crappy idea.
Yeah.
And then I gleefully said, let's do it.
What I love about this idea is that it's yours.
Yes.
Which told me that you just wanted
had
to
no
do it.
Had no faith in it.
You wanted to do it to
watch it fail.
Yeah.
Ding, 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 ding. Hey, great show this morning, by
Thank
the way.
Thank you. Thank you. What was your favorite part?
I guess the part where I didn't listen to any of it was my favorite part.
That was most people's favorite. So you're missing the next couple of weeks because you're going to Germany.
We're doing a little mini European tour. Yeah, I'll say hi to your friends there.
Uh-huh.
I will be seeing some fans.
Yeah.
Some listeners.
We have a lot of listeners in Germany.
Yeah.
Where are you going to be? Munster? Cologne? Berlin?
I don't know.
Hamburg?
I just don't know.
You don't know. You really don't know where you're going.
Don't know. Beth has the map. We have one map. Beth has it.
Okay. Does the map show the Autobahn on it?
I'm a little concerned about time on the Autobahn. Have you ever been on the Autobahn?
Yes.
Do you really go 80, 85, 90 miles an hour on the Autobahn?
Some people do. It's fine.
Okay.
I mean, people go 80, 85 miles an hour on highways in the U.S.
Okay, fine.
Yeah. It's got a great theme song.
It does?
Yeah.
Who sings the theme song?
Kraftwerk.
They have a theme song called The Autobahn?
Yeah, Autobahn. The song Autobahn. Fahren, fahren, fahren on the Autobahn.
You just made that up.
No, driving, it means driving on the Autobahn.
Oh, you're just making that up. And you're just babbling.
When you're driving on the Autobahn, everybody listens to that song.
Ken, we weren't born yesterday. We know when you're making up names of songs.
Oh, come on. You have heard Autobahn. I know you've heard it.
I've never been on the Autobahn, so I've never heard the theme song.
Yeah. And you're going to record a show when you're in Germany?
That's the plan. We were talking about that.
Right.
Yeah, we did have a pretty funny idea. I would walk around with a tape recorder. And I will have a card that says,
bitte in Deutsch.
Talk in German.
Ich werde es später zu übersetzen.
I will translate it later.
So you're going to pretend that you're an ugly American.
I'm going to just engage people in conversation. Let them talk German to me.
Uh-huh.
I won't understand a word they're saying. I bring the tape back here.
Mm-hmm.
We play the tape on the air. We have a bilingual listener or two translate the tape for me. 3 or 4 weeks later, after my trip, I will know what people said to me.
You will know how they insulted you.
I guess I will.
Yeah, because that's all they're going to do.
Do you think they will?
Yeah. Or they're going to say, like, I don't understand. What do you want me to say? What is this all about?
Well, you know, now you're trying to anticipate what the Germans on the street are going to say?
Yes.
How they'll respond to me?
Yes.
You're trying to anticipate it?
That's what they're going to say.
You may be very, very surprised.
I may be.
I may get a lot of, what a delightful idea. Welcome to this country. I may get a lot of that.
Who is this balding Jewish man and why is he on my street?
I'll probably get some of that.
Yeah.
So you've never been to Germany?
Yes, I have. A couple of times.
Oh, yeah. That's right. You said you had.
Yeah. No, I
just
guess.
Just a minute ago.
No, I guess just once, really. I forgot. I was in Austria, and then I was only in Germany once.
Just long enough to hear your Autobahn theme song.
Yeah. Many times.
And then we're going to Anne Frank's house.
Good, good. Check out the attic.
Well, we're going to her summer house.
Ah. I guess there's
by the lake.
It's probably no attic in the summer.
No, it's a magnificent house. Almost a mansion, really.
Yeah.
And
why didn't she hide out there at the summer
house?
Don't
know. Don't know. Yeah. But, you know, there's such a long wait to get into the little cramped attic house.
Oh, I know.
Tickets are very hard to get.
I know.
Summer house, no waiting. It's not as historically interesting.
Yeah.
Or relevant.
I never heard that she had a summer house.
Oh, yeah.
I didn't think she was from a wealthy...
Very few tourists go to the summer house.
Yeah.
She had a little pied-a-terre in the city.
Mm-hmm.
I know that.
So she had three homes?
No. The one that you know about is her pied-a-terre.
Oh, okay. The one with the attic.
A lot of people love a little place in the city.
Yeah. Yeah. Like you have.
Yeah, like I have.
With all your celebrity housemates.
Do you have a Jewish family in your house? In the attic?
Not anymore. Nope.
You told them the war was over?
Not in so many words.
Yeah. This is great. This is fantastic foreplay.
Yes, it is. But we actually have a topic tonight.
Uh-huh.
And
what's wrong with us? We're in some kind of weird, low-energy gear.
Sorry.
What do you think that is?
I don't know.
Did you have a long day?
Yeah, I am very tired today. I'm sorry.
That's all right. No, I'm tired too.
Yeah.
Wow. What made your day? Well, you wake up early on these Wednesdays.
Yeah,
don't
Wednesday's
you?
A very long day for me. But funny you should mention that. Yeah, because I was worried about my energy level. Sorry.
That's right. Yeah. Isn't there a button on the control panel there?
Oh,
to boost the energy level.
I could hit the dump button.
Would that jazz us up?
That would. It would.
Would that give us a little buzz?
Yeah, let's do it.
You mean for no reason? Wait, hold on. This is a first.
Yeah.
You've never done this.
Well, I would curse and then I would hit the button.
No, why did you hit the button, Ken?
Okay.
For no reason.
Okay.
Have you ever done that?
No.
Okay. And wait, how will people know that you've hit the button?
They won't. Unless... you start making some noise.
Wait, I'll start singing.
Yeah, you start singing.
And then they'll know that there's a gap in the sea. Give me your answer true. I'm half crazy.
I hit the button, but I blew it because I hit the button too soon, so they probably missed all of your singing.
All for the love of you.
But it did wake me up to hit the button at all.
Great.
Because, you know. Hey, next week, we're doing a clip show.
While I'm gone?
Yeah. So I'm looking for listeners to send me their favorite 7-second delay clips. If you can't edit it, just tell me the date of the show and the time of the clip. Email it to me at ken@wfmu.org. Looking for any 7-second delay clip that does not suck completely from 10 seconds long to 5 minutes long.
And do you Do you introduce each segment separately?
Or yes.
Do you just splice them together?
No, I actually do introduce each segment, and I credit the person who sent in the clip. Because most of the segments require some kind of explanation.
And how do you our loyalty card?
Oh, I'm going to insert that next week. Yeah, 4 weeks to go.
If you've been listening every week, and you can prove that you've heard 10 shows, you will get a free show.
That's right. This is week number 7 of the 7-second delay loyalty card program.
Everybody that hears 10 shows gets a free show.
Of course, you can start it at any time.
When do we do our free show?
We have 4 weeks to do it, so we better get on it.
Hey, maybe this German show will be the free show.
Oh, good idea.
Is that a good idea? Then people can curse.
Yeah. Like Scheiß. They can say things like that.
I don't know what that means. Wait, I'm going to write that down so I can say
it
in Germany.
Hau ab. Another curse.
How op?
Yeah, just say that to anybody you see on the street. How op?
Danke schön. How op?
Good. That's gut. Sehr gut.
Sehr gut.
Sehr gut.
Sehr gut.
Very good. Bitte. How op?
What does that mean?
I'm not telling you. You have to just try it and see what happens.
Okay, because I trust you, Ken.
Yeah, good.
And I will say whatever you tell me to say.
Yeah.
Why don't you write down what you want me to say to strangers?
Okay.
And I will write it down in German phonetically.
Yeah.
And I will say it.
All right.
Okay.
That's a great idea.
You can text me. Wait, why don't we have listeners text me things to say to strangers on the street?
Yeah, good idea.
Now that's a better idea. That's a better idea. Write it phonetically because I can't read German.
See,
I'll mispronounce it.
Sie haben ein Vogel im Kopf.
Okay. Write it out phonetically. Write down what you would like me to say to strangers on the street. Ken will forward it to me, and I will go out with a tape recorder.
Yay! Oh, this is a great idea.
It is?
Yeah.
That's a better idea than our other idea.
Yeah, German speakers, you can email your phonetic German insults to me.
No, wait, not necessarily insults. They should be intriguing, provocative questions.
Yeah, provocative questions. Right. Yeah, not just insults.
Yeah, Jesus. Or maybe something even mundane can be interesting.
Right. Nice weather we're having.
Nice weather we're having.
And you can email these things to me at ken@wfmu.org.
Or maybe it's just kind of a nice compliment. You have a very happy face. That would be fun to say.
That's
to people.
A good compliment.
Yeah.
Sie haben ein...
happy face.
Scheißen Vogel. I think that's pretty much it. I think that's right.
Okay. Yeah. I will say whatever you want me to tell me to say.
Yeah.
If you write it out phonetic.
All right.
I will have no idea what I'm saying.
Email me your German phonetics, ken@wfmu.org. Andy will go out on the street and he will say these things to people on the street. And
how many do you think we'll get? Will we have an hour's worth of this?
Well, if Andy in Berlin comes through, we'll have at least 5. I'm counting on 5 from Andy. And I'm counting on another 5 from Guido. Guido. Sorry. He lives in Cologne. And
I'm afraid I'm not getting to either Berlin or Cologne.
You don't know where you're going except for Anne Frank's house. And that's the summer house. Is that in Bavaria?
Yeah, it's in Bavaria.
Yeah.
She had a summer house in Bavaria. Little known fact. You have to read the whole diary. A lot of people don't get that far in the diary.
Oh, I know. The diary didn't really get a fair reading.
Hey, did we do the Anne Frank Summerhouse bit?
Yeah, we're kind of redoing it right now.
How'd it do?
It did okay.
It killed.
Yeah.
It killed, man.
Yeah.
Couple we did the Anne Frank bit. It killed.
A couple of people walked out, but the people who didn't walk out loved it.
Yeah.
I think if we
you know what? If we don't offend some people, Ken, we're not doing our job.
Exactly. It's like I tell other radio station managers, if you haven't received 20 cease and desist letters, you're not doing your job.
Right.
Hey, how's the new TV show going?
Well, we're writing episodes.
So you've hired some writers?
Yeah.
Great.
Yes, I've hired some writers.
And the show's called Probable Cause.
Well, it'll be on next year. Yeah, it'll be on next summer.
One year from now on ABC.
One year from now. Yeah. Be there and be square. That's our little slogan.
And when are you casting the two leads?
That reminds me that we should get actors to play those parts.
Yes. Hiring the actors.
Thank you for reminding me.
Yeah, write that down.
I refuse to make the show without actors. So there'll be a couple of actors. We're going to shoot it in Toronto.
Great, great.
All we need is some funny things for them to say, and then some funny things for the other people in the scene to say back to them.
Well, that's what your writers are for.
Yeah,
isn't it?
Yeah.
No, you hired the writers.
Yeah, they're doing great.
So you need an actor and an actress. Because that's what I've heard is that it's a male-female kind of buddy thing.
Yeah, it's two heterosexual cops.
Uh-huh. A male and a female.
Yeah, male and a female.
Lots of sexual tension between them.
Oh, hold on. Great, great, great idea. I'm gonna make a note.
Sexual tension.
Sexual tension.
Yeah.
Now, if anybody asks, I thought of it.
Okay.
You don't take credit for it.
I won't.
Sexual tension. Speaking of sexual tension, it's been a great 25 years with you, buddy.
Thank you.
Hey, this is our 25th year.
Is it really?
I think Bethy kept track.
Yeah, I think you're right. I think you're right. Yeah,
man, that's something.
Yeah, this September is going to be our 25th. That's right, because we've talked about
the big party,
having a 25th anniversary party.
Can we get that Kraftwerk band to do their Autobahn song at our party?
Yeah, absolutely. They're not doing anything.
Are they still around?
Yeah, they are.
Has any other radio station ever mentioned them once on the air?
Yeah.
Maybe I could take another shot at John Sebastian. Maybe I'm gonna die. I'm gonna die calling that guy every 6 months.
Oh man, I wish I had some of the recordings of you begging John Sebastian.
Wait, to do my 60th birthday.
Yeah.
You think he'd come and do our 25th anniversary?
No.
Come on.
He wouldn't come and do your 60th birthday party.
I offered him a couple grand. Maybe I didn't offer him enough.
No, I don't think so. $2,000 you offered him?
I offered him like $3,000, plus we would do a live radio concert.
That's sad.
That is?
Yeah.
Oh, and I had a lot of FMU tchotchkes.
No wonder he said no.
He was very nice about it.
How did he put it when he turned you
down? He spoke mostly in German, so I'm not sure. I was going to actually ask you exactly what he said. Hey, who can we get for our 25th anniversary party?
I don't know.
Wait, we got to do something.
Yeah, I agree.
Like, what band can we get? Like, what's a long shot, but still possible?
I don't know.
Gary Lewis?
You'd have to.
Hermans?
I mean, you could get him. We'd have to pay him.
Don't you have any friends, famous friends in bands?
Well, Gary Wright. Remember Dreamweaver?
Yeah.
Yeah, he's
a friend of yours?
Yeah, he's a distant relative. He's a second cousin.
Oh, man, I hope he does Dreamweaver.
He has a keytar.
Hope he doesn't come all the way and not do Dreamweaver.
Still plays with the keytar.
Would you agree if he comes, does the 25th anniversary show, does not do Dreamweaver, we can kill him?
Absolutely.
Would you agree?
Yes.
We can pummel him?
Yes, I agree. No, he'll do Dreamweaver 4 or 5 times. Don't worry about it.
Can we really get Gary Wright?
I doubt it.
Is he still touring?
Yeah. Yeah, he's still playing county fairs and things like
Come
that.
Come on, who can we get? Man, it's September. There's no county fairs.
Guitar conventions. Hey, can we get on with the show?
You do whatever you want.
Okay. We're looking for people who hate their jobs to give us a call at 201.
The Incredible String Band. Remember them?
Yeah, Robin Williamson.
Can we get them?
They're great. I would love to get them, but I doubt it, though. I think Robin Williamson's still around. I think he's still touring. Man, that would be amazing to get the Incredible String Band. We should go for Neil Young.
How could we possibly get Neil Young?
Through Reverend Billy.
I don't know what you're saying now.
Neil Young asked Reverend Billy.
It's more Audubon babbling.
To open for him at Jones Beach. And Reverend Billy's a friend at WFMU, a friend of mine.
And did they open for each other? Did he open for Neil Young?
Reverend Billy's going to open for Neil at Jones Beach this summer. Have you heard the new Neil Young album?
No. Have you heard the new James Taylor album?
No.
then it's a wash.
Yeah. So anyway, we're looking for people who hate their jobs and fantasize about quitting their jobs.
The way to get Neil Young
yeah.
would be to ask him to record the theme song for Probable Cause. That's a paying gig.
That's a great idea.
It would make the show super hip.
Yeah. That's a great idea.
It would become a show that even you might watch.
Right.
He'd be indebted to me. I timed the recording session for September, whatever, right?
Perfect.
I'd say, hey, man, wait, we'd record it right here. We'd record the theme song in your little...
radio station?
No, your little theater that you have downstairs.
Oh, yeah, Monty Hall.
Monty Hall, your little theater slash abortion clinic.
We don't do abortions down there.
Right.
No, we don't.
Right.
We do consultations.
Right. Now, the abortions will be in the new terminal that you're building. The new fourth floor.
It's not built studio. Yet.
No, can't wait.
Yeah.
Because my cousin's pregnant. Please build it quickly. She's in her second month. Please build that damn thing quickly.
Well, tell her to come in for a consultation.
I will. Your full service radio station, WFMU. Serving all your listening and sexual reproductive needs.
You're full of great ideas tonight.
That's why I'm here. I think I'm avoiding this topic.
Yeah, why are you avoiding? I keep trying
You'll see why in a half hour.
I keep trying to bring
In a
it
half
up.
Hour, you'll turn to me and say, Andy, we should have avoided it even longer.
All right. So if you're in Germany and you you have phrases that you can write out phonetically for Andy to say.
You don't have to be in Germany. You can just be bilingual.
True. As long as you're a good speaker of German.
I'll say whatever you tell me to say.
Just give us phrases for Andy to spew at people on the street, and he will record their responses and then bring the tape back here, and we'll translate it on the air.
Yes.
And then for next week's show, I'm looking for clips of 7-second delay. If you can edit them, great. If not, just tell me the date of the show and the time that the segment starts. You know, tell me that 20 minutes to 22 minutes, great segment. And next week we're doing a clip show. Maybe the next 2 weeks we're doing a clip show if we get enough.
Sounds great, Ken.
Yeah.
My only regret is I won't be able to hear it.
If you're Neil Young, give us a call.
Don't you have a special Neil Young hotline?
We do.
That you've been sitting and staring at for 20 years?
Tell me about it. I have it.
The special Neil Young. No, if you're Neil Young, please call our special Neil Young line.
Oh, man.
201-209-9368.
You know what's terrible? I found out by accident that the Neil Young phone line had gotten cut off. It had gotten cut off for I don't know, like a couple of weeks. What if he called during those 2 weeks?
Don't you pick it up every day and listen for a dial tone?
No, I don't. I used to do that, and now we have like...
What would you say to Neil Young? You would just go weak in the knees. You'd embarrass all of us.
No, I would say big fan. That's what I would say.
What
do you say?
That would rock his world.
What can you say?
His head would explode. Big fan. Imagine meeting a big fan, a big aging hippie fan. Wow. Imagine how he'd react.
What can you say to somebody like Neil Young?
Why don't you say fourth biggest fan?
All right. That's a better line.
It is.
Yeah.
Now, here's what I would say. Hey, I was a huge fan of Crosby, Stills, Nash & Young. Which one were you? Were you the fat one or the one that sang like a girl?
You got to try these lines when you invite him to do the theme song for Probable Cause.
I will. Don't think I won't. Hey, we have a great topic. Why are you avoiding it, man?
I'm not avoiding it.
Really? You're hurting my feelings.
You're avoiding it like the plague. We're halfway through the show.
Look, here's the idea. You and I have never had a real kind of office job where we just go to work and hate every minute. Most people do.
Yeah.
Did you know that?
I did.
And most people sit around all day, and you know what they do? They fantasize about how they would quit, what they would say to their boss.
Or how they would sabotage him or her.
It would be take this job and shove it. You know that song?
Yeah.
Can you play that song?
Yeah, I can.
It's a popular song for a reason, you know. Who was it, Johnny Paycheck?
Yeah.
So what we'd like to hear your walking out of your job fantasy, your quitting fantasy. If you could quit, if you won the lottery tomorrow, if you didn't have to work, how would you quit? What exactly would you say? And maybe Ken and I, maybe you and I would play the part of the boss. Right, Ken?
Yeah.
We can role play a little bit.
Sure.
We have enough improv chops to pull that off.
We do. Right? Yeah, I do. I don't know about you.
201-209-9368. Give us a call. Tell us how you would quit your job. You've never had a job where you fantasize quitting, huh?
Oh, I have. Not in a really, really long time, though. So long that I can't even remember.
Do you remember how this song begins, Take This Job and Shove It?
Yeah. Take this job and shove it.
Wait, that's the chorus.
I think that's how it starts. Pretty sure that's how it starts. I ain't working here no more.
Oh, my God. What a brilliant song.
Yeah.
What a brilliant, brilliant conceit for a song.
And then something like my woman went and took away the thing I was living for, I think. Something like that. He's very upset.
You'd think Johnny Paycheck would have it made, being a big country star and all. But there he is, stuck in a bad job, going nowhere job, and apparently his woman left him.
Yeah.
Take this job. Here we go.
Here we go.
Is this the original version?
Yep.
Well, this should inspire people. And if you have a story that matches Johnny Paycheck's sentiments, 201-209-9368. Your fantasy, how would you quit your job? Or how did you quit your job? That's an even better question.
Take this job and shove.
Well, you were right, buddy.
I ain't working here no more. A woman done left, took all the things I was working for.
Good for you, buddy.
Oh, hey, we got a call.
Johnny Paycheck inspires our listeners once again. 201-209-9368. How did you quit your job? How would you like to quit your job? We'll reenact it for you. We'll role play for you.
You're on, Andy.
There's only 30 minutes left. This will be over soon, buddy.
It's Andrea.
Half an hour till the end of the show.
Andy, it's Andrea.
Then about 15 years till the end of our lives. Then it's over.
You say, hi, Andrea.
The sweet release that only death can bring. Right around the corner, buddy.
Andrea in New York City, you're on the air.
Hi.
Hi.
How are you doing? Is our Andrea.
Andy. I've been, fans of yours for over 2 decades. I've actually come there and, met you guys.
Of course.
Of course. You're Andrea. Correct me if I'm wrong. You're from New York. Is that correct?
Yep.
And correct me if I'm wrong. You've been fans of ours for about 20 years.
Yep.
And if I remember correctly, correct me if I'm wrong, you actually came by the station once or twice.
I've been there at least once or twice.
I believe you actually met Ken and myself.
She just told you
Absolutely.
All of that.
Yeah, no, I remember her. Girl. Yeah, Andrea.
Well, hi, Andrea. Do you fantasize about quitting your job?
Well, I did get forced out of a job, and I fantasized about how I would quit it, and I had to obtain a lawyer. And then I had to file an EEOC claim.
That's how you do it.
The ideal way to do things? No. But how I would have done it would have been to get these low-grade sadists who were, joining the company after Mr. Murdoch. I was the associate publisher of the Wall Street Journal.
Whoa.
Right.
And at that point, taking luxury from $5 million to $56 million in 18 months, and yet that was still not good enough for this whole group of, if you will, macho men from ESPN.
You mean you were turning...
the claim quietly.
Right.
But I guess why I'm calling is because it's so unfair, to be forced out of a job when you're really being successful.
They were making millions. Do you understand? Millions for the company, Ken. Did you get the point of the story?
I understand. She was
beyond millions, Ken.
Went from $5 million to $96 million.
Let me explain. Andrea, I'll take it from here. $96 million, Ken. That was profit per
for
year.
For Rupert Murdoch.
Okay, but that wasn't enough for those jocks.
Bloodsuckers.
Those bloodsuckers.
Honestly, he was lovely.
He personally, Ken, was a lovely man.
How many times did you meet Rupert himself?
I dealt with him quite a bit, and because PR did not know how to deal with him, I built the fashion and luxury business for the title. I co-founded WSJ Magazine along with lots of other magazines.
Right.
Wow.
Right.
So when you fantasized about quitting, Andrea, did you fantasize about marching up to Rupert Murdoch himself?
No, I believe her fantasy was not about quitting. Her fantasy was about avenging her unfair firing.
Well, it wasn't firing. It was basically
they kind of drove you out.
An EOC claim.
Yeah, she filed an EOC claim.
And
okay, what was your okay? Let's just cut to the juicy fantasy. What at 3 a.m, you're lying in bed, you're fuming, you're bitter, you can't get past it. You want to forget it. Your therapist tells you to get past it, but you can't. You're only human. You have these fantasies. What did you imagine?
Well, you know, my fantasies were that they were going to let go of the men who were acting inappropriately instead of the men who were coming into my office telling me, hey, Norlander, if you don't do this, I'm going to come into your bedroom at night and cut your hair off.
Jeez Louise.
I know Ken gets away with it because Ken says that kind of stuff with a smile.
I never say stuff like that.
Ken does it in German. No one understands him.
Well, you know, these guys said it in English.
Oh, that's even worse.
You know, then there was one time I didn't go to a company picnic.
Oh, no. You always, those company picnics are not optional. They say they are.
I know, but I had a suspicious thing.
They basically
came in and said to me, you know, who do you think you are? And I said, well, I have a suspicious, you know, carcinoma and.
Not good enough.
These were low-grade sadists.
Yeah.
And
you know, in hindsight.
And some of them are not, but I'll tell you the other thing.
Yeah.
I had an EEOC claim that said they had a gag order.
Yeah.
And within 20 days, they were making very, 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 you know, bad comments about me.
Mm-hmm.
And my attorney had been so, you know, enthralled with, you know, being part of, you know, that whole Wall Street Journal situation.
You mean he wasn't being very aggressive at all, was he?
He wasn't working for me anymore.
No, he was like he was working for them. That's what it was more
exactly.
like.
Exactly.
You know what you should have done in hindsight, Norlander? You know what you should have done in hindsight? Let them come into your room once and let them cut your hair once. Get it over with.
Let them do it. I this guy. Honestly, I had so many leaks in that company that were telling me what they were saying about me, and
I could tell
Andrea
about women who were making too much money.
Andrea, okay. You did the right.
Older guys there.
You did the right thing, Andrea. I'm glad you didn't let them cut your hair.
Okay, so Andrea, this was you had your fantasies where it sounds like you don't even want to get into it. I bet they were pretty gruesome.
Now? Yeah. Let me tell you my fantasy now.
Yeah,
I've
go
got
ahead.
A Twitter account called Flock of Morons, and I want to, like, you know, blast them all.
By name. Go ahead.
Have you registered Flock of Morons on Twitter?
Yep. I'm also a contributor to the Huffington Post.
All right.
That'll teach him a lesson. Write a scathing article.
Done, like, you know, that.
Well, that didn't bring him to the knees. I don't have any other ideas.
The book that I'm writing is called Vaguely Significant Others, The Wasteland That Makes Culture Pop.
Uh-huh.
I love it all.
Okay.
Although, in hindsight, don't you wish you had let them come into your bedroom at night and let them...
Sonia, on the High Line. They weren't even going to get past the front door.
I know. Okay, but if they got past, maybe they could come up... Maybe they could come up like second story men, come up the side of the building. They'd be in your room. They'd be in and out in 5 minutes. Snip, snip, snip. Your hair's cut. It's behind you. In hindsight.
Down to the middle of my bag.
It's humiliating.
It's humiliating for 10 minutes. It stings for 10 minutes. But then you're one of the guys.
Andrea.
And then you have the guilt thing working for you.
Andrea, you know what it is? Andy has no hair. So he can't relate. He can't relate to what
I
it's like.
That, Andy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He can't He can't empathize with what it would be like to have your hair cut against your will. He wishes he had hair that could be cut against his will.
Well, okay, Ken thinks he made the right decision. I think you should have let him come in your bedroom and cut your hair. Okay, that's what makes horse races. Yeah. Thanks for calling.
Thank you, Andrea. Okay,
thanks,
thank you,
Andrea.
For listening.
Thank you for letting us listen. Thank you for making us listen.
I had to dump a curse, Andrea.
I know, I heard so. Yeah, that's the second dump. The second dump. The first necessary dump.
Two dumps in the show so far.
Hey, we're at 201-209-9368. We want to hear your fantasy about how you'd quit your job, or we want to hear how you did quit your job if you stood up to the man.
Bitte in Deutsch.
Why don't you play a little more Johnny Paycheck? That seemed to work last time.
Okay.
Well, you remembered that song pretty well. Have you played that song on your show?
Yeah, I love that song. Whoops.
Can you name one other Johnny Paycheck song?
Yeah. Miller's Cave. That's a great one.
Take this job and shove it. I ain't working here no more. A woman done left and took all the reason I was working.
Did he write this?
I don't think he did.
This is genius.
Who wrote this? David Allan Coe, maybe? I think David Allan Coe wrote it. Oh, Colorado Kool-Aid. That's a great Johnny Cash song. Have you ever heard that song?
Nope.
It's about a bar fight. He cuts a guy's ear off in the bar. Phone number is 201-209-9368. We're looking for your quitting work fantasies.
I think we should have kept Andrea on the phone.
Well, I was worried she was going to curse again.
Can we get her to call back? She might have worked somewhere else since the Wall Street Journal. You don't mess with Andrea, buddy.
No, I'm telling you. You were skating on thin ice there, telling her that she should have let the Murdoch henchman sneak into her room at night and cut her hair. It's really creepy.
Well, it's one way to address the situation. It's one way to defuse the situation.
I don't think that's defusing the situation.
Let your enemies have their moment, and then they'll feel guilty, feel ashamed.
Let them defile you and
let them have their moment.
Violate you?
Let them have their moment.
We're going to have to agree to disagree on that one.
She'd be running that damn paper by now. She'd be Mrs. Murdoch by now.
That's our word of the day.
What's the word?
Mrs. Murdoch.
Mrs. Murdoch.
Yep.
She'd be Mrs. Murdoch, and she could buy any expensive wig she wanted if she were Mrs. Murdoch.
Yeah, Mrs. Murdoch has a lot of wigs.
Yeah.
She's got more wigs than Imelda Marcos had shoes. Hey, we got another call.
Yeah. This is so much fun.
It's Mickey in Boston. Mickey.
25 years, ladies and gentlemen. 25 years.
Mickey, you're on the air.
Hi, how's it going?
Good.
Doing great now that you called.
Mickey.
Good.
Mickey, you love the show.
I do.
You can't believe you got through.
First time caller.
You can't believe you got through.
I can. It's kind of quiet tonight, actually.
Yeah, it's kind of sad. Yeah. There's a sadness here tonight. There's a melancholy. But you are the medicine for melancholy, Mickey.
Well, thank you.
So you hate your job, Mickey?
Well, actually, I don't hate my job, but the timing's really unbelievable. I'm not kidding. I just got an offer for another job, and in the next 2 days, I have to give notice.
You have to figure out how you're going to quit.
Right.
Now, do you want to burn your bridges, or are you going to try to do it as nicely as possible?
Well, I think I'm going to be nice. I've quit one job before, and I'm actually, like, super scared of... I'm always, like, really scared when I do that.
Yeah.
Well, why don't we role play? I'll be your boss.
Well, can I go over the one idea I have?
Sure, my friend. Whatever you want. Whatever you want, Mickey.
So one of my favorite coworkers, just announced his retirement.
Uh-huh.
And I'm 24 years old, but I was thinking I would just go in and kind of stoically announce my retirement and kind of go for the confusion angle.
You mean you would not say you're taking another job, you're saying this is the end of my career.
Yes, I would just, I mean, I'd still go through all the motions. I mean, I'd I'd draft a letter and everything, but I would just say I'm retiring.
But people would know it was a joke, though, because you're in your 20s.
Yeah, you're 24. Unless they know that you're independently wealthy, they would know that you're
and
not.
And wouldn't they resent it when they know when they find out 2 weeks later that you're working somewhere else?
Yeah, it was more of a silly idea.
It was a silly idea.
Some real, like, vengeance-based.
All right, Mickey, let's do some role-playing. I'm going to be your boss's secretary. Andy's going to be your boss.
Okay.
And you have to walk in. So
I have to confront the secretary?
First, yeah. You talk to the secretary.
Yeah. So you start, Mickey.
Hi, can I speak to Andy, please?
He's not available right now.
This is important. I need to speak to him right now.
And
I know he's not doing anything.
No, I'm sorry. He's talking to his daughter right now.
Okay, well, I'll come back in a few minutes.
Okay.
Yeah, that was great. How did I do? I was the boss. In that scenario, I was the boss that was unavailable. How did I do?
You did great. It was like you were really talking to your daughter.
In my head, can I tell you how I did that? In my head, I really was having a conversation with my daughter.
All right.
Hey, that was great. Thanks for calling, Mickey.
Of course. Thank you, guys.
Okay,
thanks,
sure.
Thanks, Mickey.
Hey, if you want to role play with me and Ken, give us a call, 201-209-9368, and we'll walk you through any scenario you want.
I play the secretary.
I play the very, very busy boss.
Well, he's really not that busy. He was just in his office talking to his daughter. His daughter's got a lot of problems.
Take this job. Well, that was the best call we've ever had. gone.
Todd in New York, you're on the air.
Why do people call? Why would they call? If you were listening, would you call this stupid show?
I've never fantasized about quitting.
Well,
I fantasize about firing people. It's different. Hi, Todd. Yeah, you're on, Todd.
Oh, yeah. In the 80s, I worked at a restaurant called MacArthur's Park. You know, someone left the cake out in the rain.
Wow.
And the bad brains were playing a Rock Against Racism parade, like going up Fifth Avenue. The bad brains would play.
Wow.
And I really, really wanted to go, but my boss wouldn't let me.
Uh-huh.
So I had a apron because I was working in the kitchen and I had this green apron, and I just like nailed the apron to the wall of the restaurant, put a big like A for anarchy sign on it, and went to the Bad Brain show.
All right, that's the way to quit.
Now, wait, did you forfeit any money?
It didn't matter. I was a kid, and I got a job in a comic book store soon after, so it didn't matter.
Okay, now I just have to hear the end of the story. You can't leave us hanging. You just can't do it. Did the Bad Brains concert end racism?
No.
Oh, they should have played a couple of more encores. Oh, Heartbreak City.
The Bad Brains played on the back of a truck. And as soon as they started playing,
there was a
cop following them, and the cop's horse so freaked out that it threw the cop off the horse because the music was so loud that they made the Bad Brains stop playing. So
that's why they didn't end racism.
Yeah, they didn't get a chance.
Yeah.
Oh, and look at the mess. Look at the mess we've had to clean up because the Bad Brains were not allowed to finish the job they started.
Well, as it was, HR from the Bad Brains, who, as everybody knows, is crazy.
He's nuts. Like, he's nuts.
He just like took the microphone and for like miles up Fifth Avenue just spouted the worst.
Words.
Said the worst
things.
Epitaph about ethnic groups.
It wasn't about the group. He just like castigated the blood clot white folk. You know.
Oh yeah, that would do it. I don't understand how that didn't end racism. I bet they weren't even trying. And I also don't understand how any employer in their right mind would expect any employee to stay on the job when the bad brains were on a truck going down Fifth Avenue within a few blocks.
Of course.
I know.
I would give my whole staff the day off for that.
How could you not? They would take it, buddy. And I would go out. Not that I'm a big Bad Brains fan. I just want to be there when racism ends. I want to tell my grandkids I was there that magic day.
Thank you for your call, Mickey.
Thanks, right, Mickey. Right.
Phone number here is 201-209-9368.
You heard him. 201-209-9368.
Bitte in Deutsch.
So 14 minutes to go till my big 2-week vacation.
Where you don't even know where you're going. Why are you going to Germany? You don't seem to care at all. You don't even know where you're going.
We're going to a little town.
Yes.
It's actually Beth's family is from there, her grandparents.
Ah, okay.
Ah, so little town, you don't know this town. It's called Bad Homburg. B-A-D Homburg.
Oh, so you do know where you're going.
Well, I know we're going to that town.
Bad Homburg.
We've got to go to a cemetery. We've got to meet some people. There's a
what?
Some kind of ceremony that Beth has arranged.
Uh-huh. Oh, there it is.
Yeah.
Bad Homburg.
Is there any way before we leave, if you get a chance, that you could shoot me?
No.
All right, then I'm going.
It looks like it's very close to the Autobahn.
Yeah, that's great.
Not far from Frankfurt.
There you go.
So you could visit listeners in Frankfurt.
I could. Yeah, I could in theory.
You could bring your T-shirt cannon. You wouldn't have to get too close.
You mean to give them a T-shirt?
Yeah.
You know, even without a cannon, I have a plan. They stay on the other side of the road. I put the T-shirt down on my side of the road.
Uh-huh.
I get in the car and drive away. And then after I'm gone, they can cross the road to get the T-shirt.
You're also not too far from Cologne or Bonn.
Yeah. Oh, I wish I had more time.
And Dusseldorf.
I just wish I had more time, Ken.
Yeah.
More time to visit my fans.
Yeah. Well, you are going to see a whole bunch of FMU listeners. I know. I gave you like 30 pounds worth of WFMU
swag. We have some swag. There are some friends on the itinerary.
All right, we're looking for people who hate their jobs and fantasize about quitting. Bill and Booton, you're on the air.
Hi.
You love the show. You love the show.
I do love the show.
Hey, thanks, Bill. That means the world to us, doesn't it, Kenny?
It does. Thanks, Bill.
And I can't believe I got through.
Oh, thanks, buddy.
But I was wondering, do you remember the movie American Beauty in which Kevin Spacey kind of extorts a great deal out of his boss?
Oh, yeah.
The boss was going to fire him, I think, or something like that. And he demands like a year or something of severance pay and all sorts of, you know, good things, references and what have you.
Yeah, but didn't he have something? He blackmailed his boss somehow.
You know, well, he said that he would accuse him of his...
Of sexual harassment.
He's going to accuse the male boss of sexual harassment.
That's right. He didn't really have anything on him. He just threatened him. Yeah.
Yeah. I thought that was ideal. I don't know if I could top it. I've never... I don't know. That's pretty good, though.
Yeah. And that reminds me of the scene in Fight Club, right, where Ed Norton goes into his boss's office and beats himself up.
I never saw that one.
You know, Ken, if you had an employee come to you and threatened to accuse you of sexual harassment,
mm-hmm.
you could do anything you want sexually to that employee right then.
Right then and there.
You're going to be accused of it anyway.
Why not?
Why not?
Yeah.
Man.
You get
a free pass.
Yeah.
Man. That's not a bad day. That's a groovy, groovy day.
Yeah, it's like a go to Sodom free card. All right. Thanks, Bill.
Yep. Thank you. Have fun in Germany there,
Andy.
Thanks, buddy. Hey, Ken, you're on fire today, buddy.
Thank you.
You're killing it today.
Beth, you're on the air.
Hey. Hey,
oh,
guys.
Hey, it's
Andy. Yeah. You got the town wrong.
Oh, I do? Where am I going? Where am
for
I
like 6 months. You didn't get right.
Wait, where am I going?
It's Bad Homburg, C-A-M-B-E-R-G, population 10,000.
Bad Homburg.
Yes.
Oh.
I'm going to my grandfather's old hardware store and his and we're going to the cemetery where my family's from.
Wow, Andy made up Andy made up a town name that actually existed. Bad Homburg also exists.
I know. we're not going to that town. We're going to one that begins with the letter C.
Well, honey, really, to be fair, Beth, have you ever once mentioned the name of the town we were going to?
But you know what? They're very close to each other.
We are close together. Yeah. These people show up.
Is there any way at all we could visit Bad Homburg? I've kind of grown to love it.
This is the funny thing. Is Andy's telling me, you know, one thing is we're supposed to get a tour of the house that my family lived in.
Yeah.
And we're told not to ask for it back. And then Andy also said maybe we shouldn't mention the war.
Oh, yeah, Andy, don't mention the war.
I agree, don't mention the war. Wait, I said don't mention the war.
I know.
Beth has been dying to bring up the war. Beth still has a few issues to deal with.
Well, it says here that Bad Homburg has great infrastructure.
There you go, baby.
A lower town center, partly with a middle center's function. Sounds great.
Be very sweet. They resurrected the synagogue.
It's the second biggest town in Limburg, Weilburg.
Hey, how do you say this in German? This lower town feels like it has a middle town function.
I think they invented seltzer.
They invented seltzer water. Yes.
Fantastic.
They call it Seltzerwasser.
Seltzerwasser.
We're very excited.
We're very excited. And by that, Beth means she's very excited.
Oh, shut up.
No, I can't wait.
So, Andy, practice saying this. Die Seltzerwasser.
Die Seltzerwasser.
Ist gut.
Ist gut.
There you go.
Here in Bad Homburg. How do I say?
We'll send pictures.
I just have to say this. I am in Bad Homburg. That's what I'll say to everyone I meet. I am in Bad Homburg.
But you're also going to be in Limburg.
Wherever I go, I am in Bad Homburg.
Well, it's the biggest town in Limburg.
Yes.
Yeah.
We're going to look at a castle.
You know what's going to... The capital. It's like the capital of Limburg.
With our WSMU German family.
You know what's going to rock my world a little bit? Lower Bad Homburg serves the same function as Center Bad Homburg.
Yeah. It's like a lower center...
It's like some kind of bizarro world. It's like a scene from Inception.
I know. It's crazy.
It's crazy.
Yes. And David Dischel, he'll be our host.
David, yes, we do have fans. David is a listener and a friend now. And
they have three kids.
I think
in
a moment of weakness, he has agreed to spend some time with us.
Well, it looks beautiful.
He'll be our translator, too.
Bad Homburg looks beautiful. The old town hall, gorgeous.
Yeah.
The old mayor's house in Erbach.
Yeah, we'll see it all, my friend.
Yeah,
I can't. I wish you were coming with me, Ken. I'd love to show you my Bad Homburg. Yeah, maybe Ken will come.
Can you come to Germany with us?
I can't.
Oh, I wish he could.
To Amsterdam too. Come to Amsterdam.
Oh, hey Ken, you'll like Amsterdam. And when we're off the air, I'll tell you why.
I would love to go to Amsterdam.
I'll bet you come would.
With us.
Have you ever been to Amsterdam?
I have been to Amsterdam.
Oh, you know why that's funny? They have a whole plaza named after Ken there. Okay, well, thanks for calling, darling. I'll see you soon.
Bye, honey. Good luck.
Have fun in Bad Homburg, Beth.
You know what I think? Instead of going to Bad Homburg,
yeah,
I think we're going to go to Bad Homburg.
Yeah, it's a very old town. It goes all the way back to the Middle Ages.
And my wife's family have played an important part there.
Yeah. Well, they ran the only hardware store in town, right?
That might be true.
Yeah.
I should make a note and listen to my wife.
Yeah.
Starting tonight, I'm going to. She sounds like a very interesting person. I'll learn a lot.
Bad Homburg has a beautiful coat of arms. So don't forget, if you're a German speaker, email me phrases that Andy can say to people on the street in Bad Homburg. Things that will get a good response, and then we will listen to that show when Andy returns with a translator. My email address is ken@wfmu.org. I'm also looking for clips, funny moments, from the last 25 years worth of 7-second delay, because next week and possibly the week after, I'll be airing a clip show.
And I'll be back in I'll be back in 3 weeks.
Yeah, I think when you get back, I'm leaving.
Oh, this couldn't work out more perfectly.
Yeah.
Perfect. Fans of good comedy are in for a treat. 3 weeks off. A 3-week vacation from 7-second delay. Fans of quality radio.
But even when we're gone, we are going to be inserting the secret word. So don't lose your 7-second delay loyalty card.
And anybody that has ideas for our 25th anniversary extravaganza, our celebration, What should we do?
It would be good to have a party.
You want to do it at the UCB?
I don't think we can't just... No, it doesn't work like that.
We can't
that.
Do a one-off there?
No. It's hard to... We do have a venue here, though.
What venue?
Monty Hall.
But what about the girls waiting for abortions?
They're not abortions. They're merely consultations.
Yeah.
And
where we talk to you, we give you pamphlets, and then scrape out your fetus. That's how we consult with you. There's actually very little to do after the consultation. The job is done, more or less.
We
are a full-service radio station.
We can postpone all the appointments that we have.
Satisfying your entertainment and sexual reproduction needs since 1976.
This is WFMU East Orange, WMFU Mount Hope. In this beer online at WFMU.org.
Is this another Johnny Paycheck song?
Yeah, this is Colorado Kool-Aid. In Rockland County at 91.9 FM. Stay tuned for Sue Braun and Do It For Me, another video extravaganza tonight. What's Colorado? Well, have a great time in Germany, Andy.
Thanks, brother. I'll see you in a few weeks.
It's a can of Coors brewed from a mountain stream. It'll set your head on fire and make your kidneys scream. Oh, it sure is fine. Yeah, we's having ourselves one of them real good times. But you know every beer joint that you've ever been in, some big mean drunk who just ain't got no friend. Sure enough, he wants to fight. Yeah, he's gonna whip everything in sight. Well, he took him a big cold swallow of beer, and he walked over and spit in my Mexican friend's ear. Sure enough, that made my buddy real mad. That's something like he ain't never had. Well, sir, he pulled out a big, long switchblade knife. Quick as a whistle, he began to slice. And that big, mean drunk stood back, his face full of tears, looking down at the floor, one of his ears. He cut that thing off even with a sideburn. You might say the little Mexican fella, he just didn't give a darn. But he was a gentleman about it. Bent over and with a halfway grin, picked it up and handed it back to him. He said, "Now, big man, you get the urge to spit a little beer, just open up your hand there and spit it in your own ear. Won't be no trouble that way." That's what I heard him say.
Do it, do it, yeah, da, 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 da. Do it, do it, do it. Do it, do it, do it, do it. Do it, do it, do it. Hey, everybody. It's Wednesday. Welcome to WFMU. This is Do It For Me. My name is Sue Braun. I'm here every Wednesday with the Do It For Me team. I've been imagining a team for quite some time, and now I'm actually starting to form one. By my side is our techno person, Leech. And again, he's very busy with technical stuff, so I don't know if he has time to be on any mics or anything.
I'm just swamped over here.
Okay.
I got emails flying back and forth, memos. I got Ken's in my left ear.
Unbelievable.
Yeah,
you're,
you know,
swamped.
I am so swamped.
And outside the door, we have Nick the Bard, who screens your phone calls at 201-209-9368, 201-209-WFMU. That's what he does, and he's really good at it. So anyway, we have a very special program for you today. We are, again, if you've been in on this whole mess since the beginning, we've been asking you, the listeners, to do it for me, Sue Braun. And we've been incorporating some old school technology because that's how we roll, old school technology into our programs. One of those old school technologies is not going to be, actually, you know, I can't pull this off, Lee. It's just, it's a high tech thing. I'm not going to lie. I can't lie anymore. It's high tech. We're going to be streaming some video over, if you go to WFMU.org, which you're probably over there right now, click on playlists and comments, and sooner or later, you're going to see a link right there, an embedded thing, and you're gonna press play, and we're gonna get a live feed of something. Now, the show that we have this evening has nothing to do, once again, with anything imperative in the world today. But it is, however, important to me, and certainly the participants were game for this whole thing, and that's what we're looking for. Not just participation in the studio, which we have a lot of, and thank you all for being here, but we need you, the listener, to participate as well with your phone calls. You have a few choices of what you want to do when you dial 201-209-9368. That's 201-209-9368.
That's an interesting number. That
really?
Telephone number. However, I have even more important numbers. I got the analytics for the show.
Oh, really? Analytics?
Yes.
Describe what that means, Leech.
Well, it's numbers and stuff.
Oh, that, you know what? Just don't even say anything else because I don't know. I don't do numbers. But
well,
basically, what's the gist?
The gist of it is you use them to keep your job until your boss gets off your back.
That's why I don't have a boss. I don't do numbers.
You don't have a boss?
I kind of.
You don't do numbers?
I have a sexy boss.
Well, what did you do to him the other week on the phone? Something involving a finger.
Oh, yeah. I finger blasted my boss.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, that
yes.
was a whole. Anyway, with sexy bosses, you don't have to hand in analytics. Is that what you call them? You just, you know.
Yeah, it's how you justify your existence.
You just be fit, you know?
Fit.
You'd be fit enough. Don't be a big slob. You know what I'm saying? And speaking of slobbery, I know a lot of men out there really don't know how to go home and relax. What they do is they take off their suits or chinos if you work on Wall Street, if you know what I'm saying, or your Tommy Hilfiger shirt and your belt and your penny loafers, and you pull yourself right into a pair of those, like, Jets pajama bottoms with a tattered wife beater. Lee has been guilty of this. I've seen him. But, you know, sometimes, guys, you can upgrade your look to something that's a little more, shall we say, unconventional and interesting. And that is something that actually comes from thousands of years ago. It's an item of clothing called the caftan. Now, caftan can be available on any online store, like, I guess, Zulily or Amazon.
It's, or Alibaba.
Or Alibaba.com. It is Amazon Prime Day, Lee. And the whole world is...
Are there any caftans on sale?